Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time. Right? It took us 37-plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. Got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape.
All right, so that's the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, at a press conference on Tuesday, talking about a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. Didn't even reference handing over power to President-elect Joe Biden. That's where we're at in America these days. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks for playing to my playground, no matter what nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from. And a big shout-out to our pals overseas in Australia, in the UK, in Brazil, in Spain. Also listening to us, Manny in Scotland, who is fascinated by America, desperately wants to come for a visit, but can't right now because we're in the middle of the pandemic. Aha! There is good news on that front, thanks to Pfizer. We'll see what happens, but it all could roll out starting in December and January and February, and then maybe by the end of the spring, people will be vaccinated. The side effects are practically non-existent. This is something that has been worked on. This particular virus has been worked on for a while. And pop goes the weasel, as they say. And this is what we want to see happen. And I know there's anti-vaxxers out there, but pay attention to what they're doing to make this one safe. Fingers crossed. All right, no fingers crossed, in fact, for the president-elect Joe Biden. He says, we have this thing. So while Mike Pompeo was saying, yep, yeah, we've got that smooth transition to our second administration for Trump, President Trump at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, here's what Joe Biden, who says he's the president-elect, and if you look at the electoral votes that have been handed out, he would be, but many places refused to say that, and that's what Pompeo was saying, that you have to count every vote because he knows he was on the other end of it back in 2000, and I'll talk about that. But first, here's what Joe Biden said.
We are already beginning the transition. We're well underway. And the ability for the administration in any way by failure to recognize this our win does not change the dynamic at all in what we're able to do. We've announced yesterday, as you know, the health group we put together today. We're going to be moving along in a consistent manner, putting together our administration, White House, and reviewing who we're going to pick for the cabinet positions. And nothing's going to stop that. And so I'm confident that the fact that they're not willing to acknowledge we won at this point is not of much consequence in our planning and what we're able to do between now and January 20th.
All right, so you heard Joe Biden there, and it's interesting. It's like they almost happened at the same time on these ends of the spectrum. Two very different radical approaches to what's happening in the United States. And there are challenges, and we know that. So here we are on Veterans Day, the National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. If you've never been there, I urge you to go. It will absolutely give you goosebumps. It's incredible. That happens at 11 a.m. in the morning. I was reading something about the Marines. Do you know that they are 245 years old? Because so many veterans have sacrificed so much, we give them free food. At least restaurants do. Are they jumping on it for the free publicity? Probably. But, hey, it's a good thing to do. So, for example, there is free curbside breakfast for veterans and active duty military, as well as a 10% discount on purchases made in the store. That's Hy-Vee. So anybody near a Hy-Vee can do that, certainly. Then there is at Target, they're offering all U.S. active duty military personnel, veterans and their family, a 10% discount off the guest's full basket. So there you go. And Walgreens, 20% off. You get it. National parks, no admission fees. And there are people that are heading to parks because of the pandemic. How about Applebee's? Free meal from a limited menu at those that participate, and a lot of them do. Bob Evans, same thing, a special menu of 7 home-style favorites. Free. Anyway, it is kind of neat to honor the veterans, even if it's with food or it's some other way to show the appreciation for those that risked all of it to serve the nation and defend liberty and justice around the world. And just taking a minute to remember that and remember that, you know, 41 million men and women have worn the uniform of the United States. Wow, 41 million. My husband, one of them, he was in the Navy, so he was on a ship. In fact, he was on a ship that went after Saddam Hussein back in the day. It was the USS Stennis. He was there for the beginning of that. And, boy, the stories are pretty fascinating, I have to say. All right, so it's not about stories of those sorts that lift us up as far as the veterans. It's about just the vitriol that has happened and the deep divide in the U.S. It's not over. What happens now with this presidency, what happens with the suits that are filed, I mean, there still is a question mark. Joe Biden in the counting is up to 50.8%, by the way, of the popular vote. That tops Ronald Reagan, who was massively popular, 50.7% in 1980, and it's the highest percentage for a challenger since FDR in 1932. It's interesting the timing of the vaccine, because the Pfizer announcement, I wonder if that would have helped. And remember, if you look at the actual numbers, the numbers were close. There were a lot of numbers that were close. But we have the Electoral College, and the Electoral College is exactly what pushed Donald Trump, the president, into his first victory in 2016. There were a lot of arguments about the Electoral College, and maybe it should be done away with or there's another way to tweak it. But even in this case, the popular vote is in favor of Biden anyway at this point. At this point, because there are recounts that are happening. Recounts. You didn't think there was recounts going on? Of course there are recounts that are happening. All right, you had a lot to say, so I'm going to head to the mailbag, and we're going to get to that next here on the show.
Have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing stabilizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yes, speak in the mail bag. Speak in the mail bag.
Let's do it. Kate Delaney, remember, you can always send me your thoughts 24-7, calorie-free, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Mac Attack in Florida says, Katie, Kate, what happens to the Senate about these challengers and runoffs and all that other stuff in Georgia? What nonsense, although I guess it's the law there. Did you see what happened with Tillis? I did. So Republican Senator Tom Tillis was reelected to his North Carolina suit. A seat, rather, that certainly boosts the Republican chances to keep the majority. He won, this just shows you how tight this election was. He won 49% to 47, or by 100,000 votes out of 5.3 million casts. So pretty slim, right? But the voters spoke, that was it. So his opponent conceded, Democrat Cal Cunningham, and the loss means the Democrats' only hopes of taking the majority are long-shot races, the Georgia runoff races, that's one. But it could certainly be that Georgia votes in the Democrats, and then you have the split, and then with the VP, you would have the edge. But I don't know. It goes to runoffs. The Georgia Senate races do, like I said, and millions are pouring in, both Republicans and Democrats, to those Senate races because of the national implications, Mac Attack. All right, this one is from Jake in Austin, Texas. Kate Delaney, how are you? It's pretty fine here in Austin. You know our saying, let's keep it weird, everybody. And it was very weird, just like every other part of the country, where some people were for the Trumpster and some people went for Joe Biden, and there were signs that were ripped out of lawns, and there were signs that were flipped over and everything else, you name it. There was some really crazy lack of adulting behavior, I think, in some of these hoods. Regardless, what I want to talk about is, do you think that the president concedes or just waits it out to look at the recounts and whatnot? I say, why not concede? No harm, no foul in that. And there certainly were some wins for Donald Trump, and there are a lot of other lanes he could explode, and I would assume he knows that. But let's hope it doesn't turn into a Trump-Gore 2020 legal fight, because that was just awful. At some point, you just wanted the bloody thing to be over with. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and it happened. I remember it. It was so early in the morning, and Democratic presidential candidate Al Gore called George W. Bush to concede, and he started to make his way to the War Memorial Plaza in Nashville to address his supporters. But then he retracted his concession an hour later. Networks retracted their projections that he had won Florida's 25 electoral votes. And here you go. I don't think that we'll see 5 tumultuous weeks like we did then of back-to-back legal fights that reached the Supreme Court. But, hey, you never know. Let's see what happens in some of these recounts. They have to be razor-thin tight, right? In this time around, President-elect Joe Biden is ahead by thousands of votes in 5 battleground states where legal action to challenge the results is happening. The closest state, Georgia, is going to do a recount, and they have Biden ahead by more than 12,000 votes as of November 10th. So buckle up, because you know there's got to be evidence. Got to find some of the evidence. If there was like fraud, for example, some of the fraud that is being reported, if all the I's and T's are dotted, then perhaps. But it's not looking that way. All right, how about this one? This one is from Cinnamon. I like that name, Cinnamon. Cinnamon says, Kate, listening to you in Portland, looking for a coronavirus update. I haven't had one in a while. 1 million new cases in November. You know, you've got the NFL looking at a contingency plan because players are getting sick. You have the Nevada governor and the Wisconsin governor asking for the public's help with social distancing, masking, all of that. Minnesota's governor, Tim Walz, imposed a new COVID-19 restriction. And there is a surge in statewide infections, reducing the allowed capacity at bars and restaurants, setting limits on social gatherings. In Illinois, stricter coronavirus restrictions kick in for some suburban counties. And in Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds announced a mask mandate for many public gatherings. So there you go. It's different every single place, right? It's different as to what people are doing. And then it's also different as to where you can fly to and feel comfortable, and you've got that 14-day window, or you have no window you have to worry about whatsoever. All right, how about this one? This is from Stacy. Kate, I heard you say about Alex Trebek, and I was so sad it brought tears to my eyes. So I wanted to let you know you finally made me cry. Pancreatic cancer is so, so deadly. Alex Trebek handled it like a champ with his dignity. It's not a surprise, but he lived a long time compared to most people who get it. So he was lucky, I guess, in that sense, even if he had some rough times. Yeah, died at the age of 80. He was diagnosed in March of 2019. And I mentioned this, pancreatic cancer is such a killer. I mean, it's quickly, people go downhill. And I was reading a stat the other day, the American Society of Cancer says that their stats show 47,000 people die from pancreatic cancer. And he died 20 months, Trebek, after he announced that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. James, Kate Delaney, when are you doing Nail the Score? I've heard about it, but I can't seem to tune in to be able to make that phone call at the right time. I called and bugged your studio once, and they had no idea what I was talking about. So I thought I would take it to you. When does that happen? Our next show, so it's very wise of you to ask the question. Our next show, first hour, last segment, it could be Wednesday going into Thursday for most of you. What is the game of the week? Is it the Colts and the Titans? No, I don't think it's going to be that one. There's some better games. Is it the Broncos and the Raiders? Is it the 49ers and the Saints? Is it the Ravens and the Patriots? Either way, for Nail the Score, all you have to do is level a guess. We know that these scores are all over the map. So you guess it. Who do you think is going to win? What side? What the final score is? And if you nail the score, you win everything in the prize closet. Woohoo! Yeah, isn't that nice? I wouldn't mind winning the prize closet. And there's a little bit more than bragging rights there. So I think it's pretty good if somebody can do it. You don't have to know a ton about football. Over-analysis causes paralysis. I believe that saying, too. All right, this one is from Mackenzie. And Mackenzie says, hi, Kate. I've been listening to your show now for more than a couple of weeks. You crack me up some of what you talk about, and I like the reader guests, and I just like the whole show. So you go, girl, to borrow a phrase from the 80s and the early 90s. But I wondered if banks were closed on Veterans Day. Do you know the answer to that? They are closed. Aren't banks always closed when you want to go to them? Oh, you mean the banks closed again? Yes, so there are businesses that will be open, but you can rest assured that the banks are not going to be open. They won't. There'll be a lot of other things that are closed, and there'd be places that are offering veterans free slices of this or free food, but I think it's going to vary depending on where you live and if there have been surges of cases lately. That would all play a part into what happens on Veterans Day. I say the most important thing is you remember the veterans. Remember them and what they, the sacrifices they made and what they did to serve the nation. You know, I think about this a lot in Israel, the mandatory military service that you have to do versus what we have in the military and what people have sacrificed family-wise, time-wise, etc. And there are a lot of proud, proud veterans out there. So happy Veterans Day. Thanks for all the emails. You can flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has issued an executive order advising people to stay at home amid a spike in coronavirus cases in his state.
Our economy cannot bounce back until we contain this virus. So tonight, I have signed Executive Order 94 advising Wisconsinites to stay home to save lives. We must get back to the basics of fighting this virus just like we did last spring. And it starts at home. It's not safe to go out. It's not safe to have others over. It's just not safe.
The order also urges businesses to follow the state's guidelines for measures to help keep employees and customers safe. The United States has plans for a $23 billion arms sale to the United Arab Emirates. President Trump informed Congress of the sale on Tuesday that includes 50 F-35 fighter jets as part of the package. This is USA Radio News. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has offered a reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction for voter fraud. Patrick is offering up to $1 million to support the president's campaign and its investigation into allegations of voter fraud in several battleground states. In a press release Tuesday, Patrick said that President Trump's pursuit of voter fraud is not only essential to determine the outcome of this election, it is essential to maintain our democracy. Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by the Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite the lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of Trump not conceding, while Mike Pompeo says it's going to be a smooth transition to part two of the administration. So the Secretary of State and the former VP have a different opinion of what's going to happen. One thing I think everybody can agree, the Pfizer news is good news. And what does it mean for all of us? Well, 1 million new U.S. cases in November. All 50 states are seeing a rise in infections. We look at the overall number, 240 deaths, 10.3 million cases in the U.S. For our friends globally, we're all in this together, 1.27 million deaths. Total cases, 41.5. The recovered number is never enough to satisfy me. 33.5 million. 33.5 million. This SOB of a virus, we want to see it go away. It has upended lives. It has sadly sent people to early graves who might not have found themselves in that predicament, even if they had conditions that they were dealing with. I think there's this misconception that it's the decrepit and you're ancient when you get it and you're wasting away someplace. That's not true. There's people with even mild underlying conditions, and people with no underlying conditions whatsoever getting it, barely surviving or dying. So anybody that dies, one life is too much, and the numbers that I said there are just Absolutely horrific. Horrific. So the Pfizer news is good news. What will it all mean for all of us? At this point, we don't know. Well, I shouldn't say we don't know. We know that Pfizer is confident that the 90% effective is incredible. Some of the biggest, brightest medical minds on the planet are saying it is, have looked at the data, are looking at it, think it's also amazing, and we should feel optimistic. The talk is December, January, people will be getting, frontline workers, people who need it will be getting some of the doses, maybe 20 million get rolled out a month, and all of that's positive. All of that's positive to me because of what it, how it will start to transform, the inoculation will start to transform our lives. And then so by maybe spring, early spring to late spring, there are that many more doses that come into play, and, you know, there you go. It's a whole different world heading into the tail end of the spring to the beginning of the summer. That sounds good to me. The beginning of this past summer for me was a long-planned family trip that went kaput, and it was about lots of cancellations of things, of where I was going to take the show and things that were going to happen. And everybody has a story, loss of business. I had loss of business in my speaking career that was helping with dovetailing with, of course, this radio show and all the tremendous support from so many of you. So there you go. I mean, in some way, you have been touched, some more than others. So we're at that critical juncture where in El Paso, it's just, they're calling it Hell Paso because too many people have the virus. They're overrun at the hospitals. And that's the sad condition where you have to do one of those eeny, meeny, miny, mo's. Who can we admit? Because we don't have any place to go with this. We just don't. And we see the rising numbers. So the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, you know, bodes well for other, by the way, coronavirus vaccines. Because remember, there are others that were racing to come up with it, too. So what's the distribution plan going to look like? And thinking about it is kind of a staggering thing. Pfizer's vaccine needs to be stored at about minus 75 degrees Celsius, about 50 degrees colder than any vaccine currently used in the United States. Doctors' offices, pharmacies, and state labs, by the way, don't have freezers that go that low. The solution is a set of handling and storage requirements that a doctor at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention described as complex. Ugh. If it's complex, just start working on it right now, and they are, and make this happen, right? And they say that state health officials were shocked when they heard the storage requirements for the new vaccine. How procuring, handling large amounts of dry ice, which, of course, is in short supply, so what, hopefully not as many glitches as there is concern about. I mean, what's the prospect of administering the vaccine? It could be overwhelming for some, maybe too much of a daunting task. Listen, just rise above it and figure out the challenge, because this is it. This is the answer, baby. And Americans come together and have done some amazing things. There are challenges that have been overcome. So how about this with Pfizer? What I like about the Pfizer CEO, what he said is, he said our vaccine timing had nothing to do with politics, because then the question keeps coming about policies. Oh, you had this and then this happened. He said, no, he had gotten the news the second everybody else did, practically. And so we'll see what the cold chain storage is like, and some of the innovation, I think, that's going to go along there will be very, very big. But, of course, that's a challenge. But getting back to normal is key for the mental health of so many, the welfare of humanity, just the list is just way too long, right? Way, way too long. The FDA gave an emergency okay to Lilly's antibody treatment for COVID-19. Woohoo! So that's a good thing, right? That means that they said that the Food and Drug Administration had issued an emergency authorization for Eli Lilly and companies for that antibody therapy to treat mild to moderate coronavirus infections in adults and kids. So that could be you or me. We get the symptoms, we go, poof, there we go. There's your antibody, done. And so the single antibody treatment, I talked about it the other day, 2 days ago or so, Bamlanivimab is how you say it. Hard to say, right? Because, of course, it's almost like Wheel of Fortune. Guess the letter. Anyway, here's the key. It can be infused in a hospital or other healthcare settings, and it's the first antibody to be used for in treating coronavirus. First antibody to be authorized for use in treating coronavirus. So the idea is to kickstart an immune response against an infection. That also is good news, and that can't be lost on the fact that, yes, what's happened with Pfizer is amazing, but what's happened here is also amazing because when you get it, you get it. So how do you get it and bounce back quicker, feel good, and then move forward? And Lilly is doing a lot of testing. Operation Warp Speed, they say, is helping to ensure that therapeutics like Lilly's can reach patients without a day wasted. That's why warp speed, because we need it warp speed. So that happening is a very, 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 let me say it again, very, very good thing. All right, in this segment, which is really odds and ends, there were dazzling fireballs that are going to light up the sky. We've seen that in the past. In the next couple of days, it's a great time to gaze up at the stars. The meteor showers have been spotted in the skies since October, but the annual shower will peak on the 11th and 12th. There is an American Meteor Society, make sure I say that right, Meteor. And they're visible from the northern hemisphere. During this time, Earth will go through the densest part of the debris stream. That doesn't sound good, right? Of a comet. And it gives rise to these showers. Wow. It would be so cool to be sitting there, and right at the right time, Mr. or Miss Stargazer, you see the 5 fireballs per hour on the peak nights. And that's why they call them that. They needed a fiery name. They're safe to view, and they don't hurt anyone, so that's a good thing. They shine brighter than the planet Venus, which is the brightest object in the night sky after the moon. Did you know that? So if you walk away from this show, you know a couple of things. Besides the latest, politically speaking, and what's happening with COVID, you now know this. What is the brightest object in the night sky after the moon? And this is what it is, the fireballs. They last for about a second or two compared to the average meteor, which tends to last less than half a second. Wow. I didn't even realize that. Less than half a second. And it's so lucky, right, when you just happen to be craning and looking up and seeing it. And if you've never seen one, boy, you owe it to yourself to try to check out the sky in the next day or two, because maybe you will get lucky. And if you do, you'll be happy because of the eye candy that you'll be treated to. All right, so we're headed to Author's Corner next, so pull up a chair. I'll meet you there.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-, or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Steven Swigart is with us. He's written a book called Prometheus the Firebringer. Steven, thanks so much for coming on. And Prometheus, some people don't know, shockingly, the story of this powerful Greek titan. So give us, first of all, tell us about Prometheus and why he's so significant.
Well, he's significant because he helped mankind and got him fire. He stole it from Zeus in the heavens. The story first began with Hesiod in the 8th century B.C., and then Aeschylus wrote a trilogy on it, and one of the plays is The Firebringer. And what it is Zeus contains the fire, and a man doesn't have fire, and Prometheus got to like man after Zeus introduced him to him, and he wanted to help man get so he wouldn't eat raw meat, and he would have heat and things like that. And he stole the fire from Zeus and gave it to man, to mankind.
And, you know, it's interesting, you and I talked off the air, we had a great conversation where we were talking about your twist on this. So for everybody listening, his twist, Stephen's twist on this, is how you weaved the poetry into this. And part of that was inspired because of this incredible trip you took to Italy. So tell us what happened there.
Yes, this was in 1969. I traveled with a young sculptress. My mother got her a residence at a foundry in Pietrasanta. My grandfather lives nearby there, and my grandfather lived nearby there. And Jack Lipschitz was there, and I saw his sculpture of Bellerophon. He just finished, and that's how I got interested in mythology.
Wow.
I wrote a poem about it.
Yeah, and so that poem now has blossomed into this book. So why did you write the book, Prometheus the Firebringer?
Well, I wanted to show this was written during the Reagan years. And I'm not to criticize anything of the presidency or anything like that, but Prometheus helped mankind, and he helped. And it's like today, the poor, the worker, and the small retailer are suppressed by the powerful, and it's going on right now in the riots today and things of that sort, which just happened in the elections. And the powerful don't care about mankind. They may say they do, but they don't. And that's what I wrote the poem about.
So what do you hope people take away from picking up your book and this poetry pulled together, which is this story of the myth of Prometheus and it, talking about the Greek who stole the fire from Olympus? What do you hope they take away from it?
Well, I hope that they realize that man needs to be helped and needs to prosper, and he needs to get in a better situation than he is in most countries and in the United States, and that we should try to help him.
For you, the reaction to family and friends, because you know you initially came up with this so long ago. What's everybody's reaction to you putting this together, getting it published? What do they say?
They're very interested. They're surprised because it's been all these years. It's been since 1985 that I wrote the book. And my first book came out in 1974. I had reviews and two readings at the Painted Bride, successful. But since then, I haven't done much, and they're kind of surprised.
Well, that's a good thing. Surprise is always good. And Prometheus is one of my favorites, and that's what caught my eye. Steven Swigart, thanks so much for joining us. The best to you, and you can get his book, Prometheus the Firebringer, again, back in 1985, definitely holds up on Amazon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's interesting talking to Stephen about that because I am attracted to Greek mythology, and he told you, you know, the basic story of Prometheus. It's funny, I probably like many of you, maybe you had some of this in high school or not. I think I've talked about this. I went to Cherry Hill East, just over the bridge from Philadelphia, and we didn't Greek mythology. It wasn't one of the major things that was emphasized. I don't even remember having very much Greek mythology, but I was always interested in it. Now we see how Greek mythology plays a role in, even if you look at some of the action characters you have, and then in comics, some of the references and some of the clues and some of the things that you see. So I think it's fascinating because it's relevant to today. I mean, there was even a movie made in 2012 by Ridley Scott called Prometheus. And, of course, that was about the discovery of a clue to mankind's origins on Earth, and then a team of explorers going to really, really dark parts of the universe and hoping they're going to meet these godlike beings who will in some way kind of verify their religious beliefs. So to reemphasize this, and he said it, Stephen said it, in Greek mythology, Prometheus is the Titan god of fire. And he's a culture hero and also a figure who is credited, and I think this is what was so interesting to me. He is credited with the creation of humanity from clay, and of course he defies the gods, and Stephen said that. That's why he's the firebringer, by stealing fire and then giving it to humanity as civilization, right? So he comes up again and again because he's known for his intelligence and he is the ultimate champion, really, of humankind, humanity, that kind of thing. And this is what's so key when we're in the situations that we're in now. He is the author, really, or seen as that way, as the author of sciences and human arts through a lot of people's eyes. And the punishment of Prometheus, because of the theft of fire and giving it to humans, that's the other part of it, is a very, very popular subject. And that's also what Stephen said about Zeus. So in ancient times and modern culture, our culture, Zeus is the king of the Olympian gods. He sentenced Prometheus to eternal torment for his transgression. And Prometheus ultimately was bound to a rock. And then I remembered this story because I had Greek mythology, so I could know these stories when I went to Ohio University. Because, like I said, I didn't really get much of it in New Jersey in high school. So he was bound to a rock, and an eagle, which was like the emblem of Zeus, was sent to eat his liver. And that was, the liver was thought to be the seat of human emotions. To me, this is just fascinating, right? You're all sitting there saying, what? What is she talking about? Yeah, Greek mythology. And I bet a lot of you actually had that, and you at least know Prometheus. If you go to, I mean, this just shows you, like, what kind of the whole cult figure thing. If you go to Las Vegas, they at Caesars, you see they have the Greek gods when you walk through this mall area where they light up, and then there's fire, and there's all these kinds of wild things that sort of, I call them wild things, but they sort of happen because you don't expect a statue to turn around or whatever. And Prometheus is one of them that you'll see. So probably Prometheus may be one of the most well-known gods. And I'm just going to give you one more tie. You think of Mary Shelley, the creator of Frankenstein, the writer, gave the modern Prometheus as the subtitle to her novel, Frankenstein. This was back in 1888. So the influence of Greek mythology. So to bring it back full circle in our conversation with Stephen Swigart, look at the impact it had on him. Where he makes this trip to Italy, sees Jack Lipschitz's sculpture, has this idea, writes a poem, and then it ends up becoming this book that holds up that there's this whole poem about Prometheus where he really kind of brings the descriptions come alive, and you feel the despair and whatnot and the things that Prometheus brought light to in, like I said, a very dark world. And that's kind of the brilliant twist. It is the brilliant twist, I think, of all of it. And I just thought it was just a great time to highlight a story like this, to go back in history and show you how storytelling and the effect of seeing something can bring you back full circle. And you heard those artists that I mentioned in between. Well, thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and also listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.